The 2021 World Health Organization classification of tumors of the thymus and the mediastinum was new in stomach epithelial, germ cell, and mesenchymal tumors. The overview of the fifth edition of the World Health Organization classification of stomach epithelial tumors. Here, stomach epithelial tumors include stomach epithelial tumors, including thymomas, stomach carcinomas, and stomach endocrine neurotumors, mediastinal germ cell tumors, and mesenchymal neoplasm. The overview aims to one, list established and new tumor entities and subtypes. Two, focus on diagnostic, molecular, and conceptual advances since publication of the fourth edition in 2015. Diagnostic advances are best exemplified by the immunohistochemical characterization of adenocarcinomas and the recognition of genetic translocation in metaplastic thymomas, RIB2 and B3 thymomas, and hyalinizing clear cell carcinomas. Advancement at the molecular and tumor biological level of utmost oncological relevance are the findings that thymomas and most stomach carcinomas lack currently targetable mutations, have an extraordinary low tumor mutational burden, but commonly show a programmed desligand 1 phenotype. Finally, data underpinning a conceptual advance is illustrated for the future classification of stomach neuroendocrine tumors that may fit into the classification scheme of extrathoracic neuroendocrine tumors. Endowed with updated clinical information and state-of-the-art PET-CT images, the fifth edition of the World Health Organization classification of stomach endocrine tumors, germ cell tumors, and mesenchymal neoplasm, with its wealth of new diagnostic and molecular insights, will be a valuable source for pathologists, radiologists, surgeons, and oncologists alike. Therapeutic perspectives and research challenges will be addressed as well. Introduction. The fifth edition of the World Health Organization classification of thoracic tumors is largely a revision of the fourth edition that was titled World Health Organization Classification of Tumors of the Lung, Pleura, Thymus, and the Heart, and published in 2015 under the editorship of William Travis, Elibas Brambilla, Allenberg, Alexander Marx, and Andrew Nicholson. Like the fourth edition, the fifth edition continues to use the unique, globally accepted type 1, type A, type AB, B1 to B3 thymoma nomenclature, which was originally introduced by the late Dr. Juan Rossi for the major thymoma types in the second edition of the World Health Organization classification in 1999. Second, to cover all tumor types together with clinical, pathological, and genetic data in one book introduced in the third edition. And three, to stress the interdisciplinary tumor board approach in mediastinal oncology, that has been prominently advocated and promoted by the International Thymic Malignancy Interest Group, ITMIG, and led to the involvement of clinical experts from radiology, thoracic surgery, and oncology as co-authors in the fourth edition. Along these lines, the incorporation of the state-of-the-art CT and PET images and cytology has since been maintained. Furthermore, the broad interdisciplinary and national consensus that underlines the fifth edition is reflected by a change in editorship instead of five editors that were in charge of the third and fourth edition due to their expertise in the field of pulmonary, pleural, thymic, and cardiac pathology. The fifth edition is under the auspices of an editorial board comprising 16 experts from North America, Europe, and Asia, with expertise in pathology, surgery, radiology, and oncology. The time period since the publication of the fourth edition has seen high dynamic new development in the field of pathology, tumor biology, and medical oncology related to thymic epithelial tumors and their imprints, and left their imprints on the fifth edition. First, a TAM staging system for thymomas, thymic carcinomas, and thymic neuroendocrine tumors was approved and published by the UICC Association in 2016-17. International Union Against Cancer, on the basis of joint data from the International Association for the Study of Lung Cancer and ETIMIG, prompting the editors of the fifth edition to adopt the TAM system as obligatory and the modified Matsuoka-Kagan system as optional for the staging of thymic epithelial tumors, second, thymomas, and thymic carcinomas were the last cancer group investigated by the multi-mix-based. The Cancer Genome Atlas Project is planning why groundbreaking new insights were mainly achieved in thymomas and thymic carcinomas, including the realization that they exhibit an extreme paucity of targetable mutations. Third, immune checkpoint inhibitors targeting the PD-1, PD-L1 immune checkpoint approved for treatment of several cancers since 2014 have attracted the interest of medical oncologists and pathologists, given the frequent expression of PTL1 by thymic epithelial tumors, resulting in initiation of clinical trials to evaluate immune checkpoint inhibitors for treatment of advanced thymic epithelial tumors. The results, in turn, have sparked interest in paraneoplastic autoimmunity and biomarkers since the occurrence of severe immune-related adverse events remains a major challenge. In the chapters on germ cell tumors and soft tissue neoplasm, there are no changes in concept or diagnostic criteria in the fifth compared to the fourth edition. Minor revisions concern new adaptation of nomenclature and the definitions to the fifth World Health Organization classifications tumors, soft tissue and bone tumors, and tumors of the urinary system and the male genital organs. New diagnostic pitfalls due to overlapping immunohistochemical features have been as MERCE4 thoracic tumors, non-carcinoid tumors, and GCTs are also mentioned. The following review focuses on differences between the fourth and the fifth edition of the World Health Organization classification of solid tumors of the thymus and mediastinum, rather than providing comprehensive description of the tumors. This is the introduction and abstract portion of this article.